Hello and happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio welcoming you to another episode of Winning with the Word. Today is December 13th, 2019, and our topic is it wrong to use crystals and gemstones for healing? Back in the day when I was in high school and college and studied history, I used to marvel at the barbaric practices of people in earlier civilizations. Surely, I thought, we are becoming more civilized as time goes on. These kinds of practices are done and over with forever. How wrong I was. It seems as though we, in the 21st century, have regressed as a civilization. Despite the amazing advances in technology and the incredible accumulation of knowledge, we are still spiritually primitive at heart. A case in point is the contemporary rise of the occult. For a generation that prides itself on human reason, this resurgent interest in the occult seems mind-boggling, if not downright absurd. How could a generation of educationally advanced people still engage in practices once considered associated with educational poverty? Yet, it is happening before our very eyes. All around us, we see signs that the human mind, despite all of its advances, is still rooted in sin. Let's consider the occult practice of using crystals or gemstones for healing, a practice sometimes associated with the false Hindu god Ganesh, the supposed remover of obstacles, including sickness. Using crystals and gemstones for healing is a practice that is widespread today and, sadly, is gaining in popularity, especially among young people. This practice is rooted in Eastern mysticism and teaches that certain crystals, gems, and stones have healing powers when placed on specific parts of the body called chakras. Many people claim to have been healed by using gemstones and crystals. But beware, while a real healing may seem to have taken place, what the persons who use this modality do not realize is that demonic forces have entered their bodies to inflict a deeper sickness on the levels of the soul and the spirit. This deeper sickness often does not show up until after the false physical healing has taken place. As the old saying goes, all that glitters is not gold. An undiscerning Christian might think, what's wrong with using crystals and gemstones if using them heals me? After all, they're just stones. No, they are not just stones. They are conduits for demonic spirits who seek only your destruction through deception. The Bible describes Satan as an angel of light. This means that he can counterfeit healing and use it as a lure to draw a person into his death trap. Just as Pharaoh's astrologers were able to counterfeit the power of God operating through Moses, so can New Age healing practitioners counterfeit healing power through the use of satanic practices. But don't be deceived. The healing is a false healing, inflicting worse and lasting damage to your soul and your spirit. The results we get from a particular practice should not be the basis for whether or not we engage in that practice. The end does not justify the means. Instead, we must evaluate every practice by the standard of God's word. What does God say about the practice of using crystals and gemstones? The Bible is quite clear about using any practice that attempts to manipulate the spirit world. Doing so is called witchcraft, and witchcraft is forbidden by God. Consider Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 through 12. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium, or a spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Using gems and crystals for healing is a form of witchcraft and is therefore contrary to God's word and is strictly forbidden. Nowhere does the Bible mention the use of crystals and gemstones for healing. On the contrary, the Bible is clear in its warnings against participating in any practice associated with superstition and the occult. When a person uses crystals or gemstones for healing, he is placing his belief and trust in the power of the crystal or gemstone to heal him, instead of placing his belief and trust in the power of God to heal him. This is idolatry, or putting someone or something above God. While we can appreciate the natural beauty of crystals and gems as creations of God, we must not look to them for healing. We must look to the cross. As 1 Peter 2:24 tells us, "By the stripes of Jesus you were healed." It is only through the scourging Jesus took on his back and the blood he shed on the cross that we are healed. The Apostle John gave us a warning in his first letter, Chapter 4, verse 1. "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world." In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20, the Apostle Paul warned us against participating with demons. The false Indian god Ganesh, mentioned earlier, is a demon. We are forbidden to worship him or any other false god. To do so is idolatry, and idolatry is a sin against the first commandment. Remember this: as is the root, so is the fruit. If the root of a practice is satanic, the fruit will be satanic. If the root of a practice is godly, the fruit will be godly. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Mary Ann DiIorio, your virtual life coach, reminding you that God loves you just as you are and just as you are, and that he will help you to keep on winning with the word.